Firefighters in New South Wales have worked through the night as three big bushfires continue to rage in the state's northeast. Hundreds of people were evacuated from the town of Tinga yesterday as fires closed in from the north and the south. About 200 k's north of Tinga is the village of Tabulum. There are reports that fires there have destroyed at least five homes. Chris Garlick is with the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. Chris, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Chris. I'm understanding that the warnings have been downgraded for two of these fires this morning. What's the latest advice?
Yeah, that's correct. So we currently have one fire burning at that emergency warning level, and that's the fire at Tinga. And the two that you mentioned in the northern parts of the state, that one at Wallangarra and the one at the Bruxner Highway there near Tabulum, they've been downgraded early this morning to the Watch and Act Alert level. And that's mainly due to some easing weather conditions across those fire grounds. There is fire still burning in and around some properties up there, but obviously with the weather conditions, easing throughout the morning, it's making conditions on the ground for our firefighters much more manageable.
Well, that's good. Let's stick with the Tabulum fire because that's the one where there are reports of, I think, five properties lost yesterday. Can you confirm that? And is that the extent of the losses?
Yeah, look, we can't confirm the property loss at the Tabulum fire, mainly due to that fire being such a fluid fire. We haven't been able to get our assessment teams in to assess the ground there. However, we can confirm some property loss at the fire at Tinga. So over the course of the last 2 days, there has been six homes destroyed and five damaged as a result of the fire at Tinga. Now, look, this number may change, but that's an initial assessment by our assessment teams who have been there yesterday afternoon, just having a quick look around that fire ground.
And so in terms of the Tinga fire, that's the one that is not been downgraded in its warnings. So it's still burning, how do we describe that, out of control?
Yeah, look, definitely out of control. So that was affected by the suddenly change that moved through the area early this morning around 3 o'clock. Now that fire is now pushing in a northerly direction towards some townships around Gilgai, Old Mill and Stanifar. And it's burning in and around some properties there as well. So, I mean, those in that area are expected to see and smell smoke and may potentially come under some ember attack as that fire continues to move in that northerly direction.
Is there an evacuation order for those people?
Look, there has been no evacuation orders for any of our fires so far this season. However, there has been some evacuation set up for those who wanted to leave the area ahead of the fire front arriving, and they have been voluntary. And look, a number of people in and around that Tinga area in particular have made use of these facilities, particularly the one at Inverell and the one that was open yesterday at Gyra. But yeah, look, there has been no evacuation orders or any form evacuations on these fires that have burned this past week. As I said, a number of people have voluntarily relocated ahead of that fire front approaching their properties.
And Chris, just with the Tinga fire, you said there was a change of weather conditions at around 3 o'clock. What happened at around 3 o'clock?
Yeah, so we saw the subtly change come through at about 3 o'clock, and that came through. It was quite a gusty change, it did result in some erratic fire behaviour. And what's happened there, as you can appreciate, that fire was moving in an easterly direction yesterday, with that flank on the north becoming the head of the fire as that subtly change came through. So the head on that fire is quite wide at the moment, and that head yesterday is now just a flanking fire on that fire. So, yeah, look, as I said, that fire is pushing north now towards those townships of Gilgai, Old Mill and Stanifar.
Okay.
And it's quite a large area there.
And do you know, can you tell us much about the cause of these blazes? We know a woman has been charged with intentionally starting the Tabulum fire after she allegedly lit rubbish in her backyard and left it unattended. Does that count as an intentional start arson, I suppose?
Yeah, look, I believe that, yeah, as you mentioned, the police did charge someone for that Tabulum fire, and I believe one of the charges was a reckless in the care of that fire and it resulting in damage. Now, the one at Tinga, we believe, is a lightning strike, which has been lying dormant for some time. And then under those hot conditions over the last few days, that just came out and obviously... our threatened homes in the past over the last couple of days. But look, our fire investigators will be on the ground in Tinga just to confirm that. And of course, we'll be working with the authorities, like the police, just to confirm any other factors that may have contributed to the fire.
And Chris, just finally, I know you're busy. Any clues on when people can expect to be able to return home?
Yeah, look, weather conditions are easing across the state today. We are expecting an easterly change to affect the fire ground at Tinga at some stage during the day today. And look, again, with that change as well, that has the potential to change the direction of the fire there in and around Tinga. So look, at no exact time at this stage, but look, at least for the next day or so, we may see this fire at Tinga just moving around a little bit and posing a few problems. But look, we'll work as quickly as we can to get people back to their properties.
Of course. Chris Garlick, thank you very much and good luck.
No worries. Thank you, fam.
Good luck to all the firefighters there from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. And if you want to keep tabs on the fire in the area, stay tuned, of course, to the ABC local radio as your emergency broadcaster.